Today on Making Your Life Count, you know, it's fascinating how God brings people together so he can work in both of their lives. And as Vivian Mabuni sat next to a friend in math class, she saw her friend's life begin to change radically.
I sat next to a friend in high school in my math class, and I watched her life transform. Like, she literally changed and started to glow, and I knew there was something that had happened. So I asked her, like, what happened to you? And she talked about becoming a Christian.
And as Vivian continued to observe Christ's transforming power, she came to place her faith in him.
I could not get past the fact that it was undeniable that her life had changed and God was meeting her in really significant and intimate ways that I could not explain away. So that really began my spiritual journey in asking questions, and I placed my faith in Christ, put my trust in him in high school, and then tried to live what I thought was a Christian life.
But in spite of her failed attempts at prayer and Bible reading, Vivian realized that God alone is the one who stirs hearts and changes lives.
Realizing that there was, though, something that was stirring in my heart and my soul, because I would drive myself to church on Sundays and I would cry through all the songs, because they did reflect what I really most wanted, was that intimacy with God, that relationship with him.
Because of God's faithfulness, the story doesn't end there. Vivian eventually sat on the edge of her bed and said to him, I really want to know you, but I need a church, a youth group, Christian friends. And God answered all of her prayers. And he waits to hear from you as well.